Mike Katerski on the phone with us. Yeah. Let me go there now. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, good morning from Brussels, a city on the edge, although a city celebrating, I think, a significant arrest of a third man seen on that surveillance image from the airport with two brothers believed to have blown themselves up at the airport. And this third man may well have been involved in building those explosives.
So he was the man in white, as far as we know?
The so-called man in white that you see with the two brothers who have the black glove on each of their left hands, indicating that they're concealing some kind of detonator, perhaps. The authorities are expected to speak here, Steve, in the next few hours, perhaps to give us a little bit more clarity as to who they arrested, what his role might have been, and whether, as it's thought by some, he actually had a hand in the Paris attacks. There have been a number of connections between Brussels and Paris, and we're waiting for those to be made even clearer.
Do you have any clarity on the cabbie story that we've heard that he picked these three up?
It's interesting. The cabbie who drove these guys to the airport seems to have been the one to recognize them in surveillance footage and then go to the authorities. And he told the authorities that they didn't want any help with their bags and all that. But he seems to have been the one to have led them to make the identification. And that's been helpful in identifying the two brothers who were known to authorities through their criminal records, although they didn't have any known connection to terrorism, at least until yesterday.
Brussels is not a huge city, but it's a populated city in the middle of a very small country and really is the center of Europe with very important things there. Now, it was shut down after Paris almost completely. What is the state on the streets this morning?
There are people out and about now, and, you know, we've seen kids going to school, albeit under, you know, the watchful eye of many grown-ups, and there's a lot of police on the streets, some streets blocked off, a couple of metro stations still closed, but I think Brussels was really keen to show that it's back on its feet and would not cower. So many transit lines have reopened. The airport, though, is still closed and would remain closed through tomorrow. We're not sure when it's going to reopen. We expect maybe at the end of the week. There's still a real fear here, though, and I think across Europe that more may be coming. All you have to do is read the latest State Department bulletin to know that, especially as Easter approaches, more attacks could be in the offing.
What is the state of travel in and out of Brussels?
There isn't much. It was nothing by plane. Some rail lines are operable now, and we drove in. I came in via Amsterdam, and you know the roads are okay. If a little bit clogged, the closer you get into downtown.
And you expect a briefing, you said later. Any other developments coming in the next few hours?
No, I mean, I think the arrest is significant. There had been a manhunt underway throughout this capital for the last 24 hours, so the arrest is significant, and then we'll wait to hear what specific details the authorities have learned about the attacks in the last several hours.
I want you to go on this, but it appears that people have to talk to lead to an arrest as quickly as that, and this has been very much a no-snitch community, closed community. Can we surmise there's some crack in that now?
Well, we're not sure. One of the theories is that the arrest last Friday of the remaining Paris attacker, Salah Abdeslam, accelerated the plans for the attacks here in Brussels, perhaps fearing that he would talk or would reveal some additional information. So they did, as one theory goes, they accelerated their plans for doing whatever they were going to do in Brussels, and more may yet be coming. In searches around the city, they found evidence of other attacks, chemicals and weapons, and that's part of why things here are still on edge.
Aaron Katerski, ABC News. Stay safe, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
See ya. That's Aaron on the phone from ABC. Always does nice work, and he's one of those guys, Katerski, like Anderson Cooper. He just got a picture that they've got a bag next to the door, and when the S hits the fan anywhere in the world, they go, Katerski, get on a plane.
Yep. Or in this case, driving in from Amsterdam.
Right.